stories exist, these anecdotes exist, the research exists. It's not just Baji that has done this research. And yet, over and over again, the media willfully ignores these stories.
We've been speaking with Nekesa Opoti of the Black Alliance for Just Immigration. You can find their work online at bajibaji.org. Thank you so much, Nekesa Opoti, for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. For more information, you can check out our website, fair.org. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
What's good, everybody? Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. First, as always, we want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales, rental, cycling apparel, and equipment, and a full-service bicycle shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek, Santa Cruz, Yeti, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and online at northrimadventure.com. All right, boys and girls, buckle up. TVP starts now.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
So right now, what time is it? It's time. It's game time. It's game time. And you know how I always end it. Now give me my theme music.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice. You know the drill. I'm your co-host, Jerome Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take it with you. The bag fumbler himself, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we have our producer extraordinaire, the Jewish cowboy, a.k.a. Statman Brett.
Yeah, yeah. Surprised I've never thought of that one. That's a damn good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good for you.
It came to me in a dream about you.
What? Moving on.
Okay.
Well, you stepped into that one yourself.
Yeah, that
was a bit much right there.
It's good to be back. Before we get into the proceedings, just want to give a shout out. Obviously, 3 years ago today, the campfire broke out just east of us here in Paradise, Magalia, and all the affected areas. We want just shout out to everyone who went through it. I know our community really pulled together in the aftermath of that tragedy, and I know a lot of our friends personally were affected by it and lost homes and, you know, a lot of material goods, and people lost loved ones. So, again, just wanted to mention it, remember it. It was a momentous time, something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And one thing I do remember about that in particular as it relates to this radio station is how much this radio station was there as a part of the community, helping out, helping with clothing drives, food drives, just trying to help out our neighbors. And it's in those moments you realize the importance of and the power behind this microphone. And we have a good time, and we come in here and make fun of each other and goof around. But there are moments, though they might be rare, where what we do is actually important. And that was one of the times that it was. Everything following that, updating the folks on what was going on. So just wanted to give a big shout out. If anyone wants to say anything, cool. If not, we could make fun of Rudy.
Just real quick, I mean, like, I just want to emphasize what you said. I mean, it was great to see how tight this community became. I know growing up in Chico, we always trashed on Paradise just for being Paradise, but going behind and supporting that group and that community up there, it was real touching to see that it was all out of fun, but when it came down to it, we're a big family up in this Butte County.
Yeah, I've never lived in a community like Chico. Chico is a very tight-knit community, and this entire region really does look out for one another in those moments of need. And we've gone through a lot in Butte County, from the dam, the spillway breaking a few years ago, to the campfire, to the Dixie fire this year. I mean, and then obviously
the car fire up in Redding.
Fire, and then you throw a pandemic in the mix, and we've been through it, y'all. So shouts to this community and everyone who's going through it, and everyone who's feeling a little extra emotional today. We're with you. Now can we make fun of Rudy?
Oh, absolutely.
So we were fortunate enough to get to go to the Kings game on Friday, Kings versus Charlotte Hornets, and Rudy is fortunate enough that he has connections all over the place, and of course, sitting with us just would not do, and he had to sit 8 rows back because he would not be caught dead sitting in the nosebleeds with his peasant friends.
So I tried to sit up there, man. I was getting vertigo. Those seats are up there, bro. They're up there.
You call yourself a sports fan. You can't sit in the nosebleed? Apparently you won't. Apparently you won't sit in the nosebleeds.
When you have a hookup with tickets, why not sit up?
Listen, my man was eating prime rib. I can't be mad at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's always been a childhood dream, you know, catch a foul ball, a free T-shirt or whatnot. So the dancers / cheerleaders are throwing T-shirts, and Darren and I were jumping like kids, like, over here, throw us a damn, you know, T-shirt. This girl throws me a perfect spiral into my hands. Boom. Hits my hands, hits the side of my face, and 2 rows back, someone else gets it.
Wow.
So I botched.
So you didn't play any sports in high school? Or
I didn't play any
sports. He let the moment get. You got too
full.
He wasn't ready for the moment. You
I
know?
Wasn't. Yeah. Not at all. So,
his one shiny moment, and he didn't step up.
At least it wasn't on TV.
I mean, who knows? It might have been. I doubt it.
I mean, none of our friends are watching.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
It's a Kings Hornets game. Yeah. He's tuning in on a Friday night.
I mean, he probably should have been with the way that Melo went off. Yeah. Was it that game or was it the game before that he went off?
Melo played well.
He played well, but
yeah,
I mean,
the Kings.
Kings. Yeah.
Sounds like you guys weren't really watching it either.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
The Kings had 22-3. So yeah. I mean, whatever the Hornets were doing, it didn't really matter because the Kings could not miss from deep. So that was fun. And yeah, Rudy can't catch is the moral of the story.
So really, one of your life dreams is to catch one of those shirts? I don't know. I feel like those shirts are always the worst ones.
Well, like, I'm just saying, like a foul ball. Or
a foul ball is one thing.
A free T-shirt, a free ball, anything. Anything that they throw.
Aim higher than a free T-shirt.
okay.
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Go get anything. A foul ball.
No, don't say anything.
No.
Be higher than anything.
Be better than basketball. Yeah.
Go get a foul ball.
Maybe get a basketball that comes your way.
But I'd be scared.
You have that moment of time to catch it.
That would be cool, too.
But a foul ball is like, I feel like that foul ball or a home run. Those are the ones.
Yeah.
I think that's what you should reach for. That should be the goal.
But I'd be scared to have him try and catch a foul ball if he can't catch a t-shirt.
The foul ball is going to hurt him even more.
Yeah. I was drunk, too, man. It was like in the fourth quarter.
Did anyone see in the Dolphins game, and I probably know the answer to that because I started the sentence with
Dolphins
game. Yeah. But there was a moment when I believe it was Jacoby Brissett threw it in the back of the end zone to throw it away, and a dude dove for the ball, missed it, landed on a girl, then jumped up and put both his hands in the air like, yeah, look at me. I just didn't understand. What are you so excited about? This is not a double fist in the air moment. You should be ducking your head in shame. I'm guessing no one saw that.
No.
All right. No, that's cool.
It sounds like a good story. I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah, and then the camera kept going to him, and he kept raising his hands, like, yeah, I'm victorious. And it's like, nah, bro, the ball went through your hands. You didn't come away with the football. You have nothing to be proud of, you know?
I completely agree, yeah.
I mean, he was just trying to
enjoy the moment.
Hide his shame with victory.
Yeah, just you got to soak into the shame in those minutes.
Yeah, you know, you should dwell in it.
Yeah, if you do something embarrassing, just
especially if you're a grown man. Dive again. If you're a grown man, you shouldn't be diving for any ball, mostly any time, because your body cannot take it.
Yeah.
So do that for everyone, for your sake and everyone else's around you's sake. Stay within the confines.
Yeah.
Save your all you're reaching for in the confines of your own space. No diving necessary. Yeah. Trust me, guys, it's not worth
not
it.
Not worth it.
No. It's not. And you shouldn't do it.
It's Jacoby Brissett ball. Too.
Yes. It's not Tom Brady's 600th touchdown. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you get maybe get one Bitcoin for it. No. This is nothing, means absolutely nothing, and you just you're now relived in Drew's memory as a guy who.
That's right.
That's arms a sad up place a. to be. Yeah. A really right. sad yeah. place to yeah. be.
I don't have that
lonely.
Much bandwidth, so.
Yeah, it's
I don't
pretty
know
lonely.
Why
in there.
Well, me, and apparently I'm living rent free in your head, so.
You are. You came to me in the dream.
Little Jewish cowboy, actually. Right there. Did he have, like, a cowboy hat, Star of David, and, like, nothing else on?
Like,
maybe some cowboy boots to top it all off. Yeah.
It's going to be really hard to move the show from here. Let's try. Let's try. Weird weekend in football, huh, boys?
Wow.
I mean, I guess it's just kind of like par for the course at this point in time right now.
Nothing
this
makes sense.
We've had really crappy weeks quite often.
Yeah.
And this worse. Is not, I won't say it's a crappy week, but it was definitely. It's definitely nothing goes to plan. We don't know anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's no good teams. At this point in time, I'm willing to say there's no real good teams.
No one's good.
Like, it's a bunch of.
Everyone's either bad or.
Really bad.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's. I won't say there are some decent teams out there, but there is no cream of the crops right now. There is no one team that's like, these are the ones you got to watch out for.
No, because, I mean, before we probably would have said out of the AFC, all of us would have had the Bills there.
Kansas City, too.
Kansas City.
Before the season started, that's one of your teams in it. Yeah, now, 100%.
And the Bills just lost to the Jags.
Dude,
and
Jesus,
9-6.
That's pathetic.
9-6.
Dude.
9-6.
They scored a total of 5 field goals.
Do you know
that's what you want to watch, guys?
Oh my God.
And we like to say how great football. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
come on,
how
that's
fast. How
see, if you're gonna give us an extra.
Here's what we need. This I think this is a prime example of a game in which we need to rid the NFL of kicking entirely. No kicking whatsoever. No field goals. No punting.
Like
you have
that.
4 downs to get 10 yards. If you can't do that, you have no business being out there. Yeah. Team gets the ball no matter where
Agreed.
It is. You get the scoring up higher. You get way more intensity into the game, and the strategy changes a lot more for these coaches
like
instead
that.
Of being little. Pansy asses who just try to punt the ball away and play for field position. I'm
right.
tired of that. No, we need to get rid of kickers altogether. They have no business being out there.
They suck anyway.
They do.
Yeah.
Half the time they let you down, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So completely taking away kickers.
Everyone starts at the 25-yard line.
Okay, thank you.
Once you score, 25-yard line start off with.
Yeah.
And then you have 4 downs to get 10 yards. If you cannot do that, you have no business being out there.
I've been saying it for years. Having kickers in the NFL is the equivalent of having someone go to the free throw line and try to kick the ball in. It doesn't make any sense. Nowhere else in the game are kickers relevant, and then we bring them in for punting, kickoffs, and field goals. what? Let's just get rid of them. They're taking up a roster spot, all right?
And then you get rid of extra spots, too, because you don't have any more long snappers anymore. Like, why the hell do we have long snappers in this world?
No.
Like, why is there a need for a man who can toss the ball 50 yards between his legs?
This is the poopy poop butt soup of games we had this past weekend as we're trying to change the rules. Because we're like, no more Mason Crosby, okay?
No, I don't need that anymore.
He's terrible.
I'm tired of kickers being a headline. I'm tired of Justin Tucker being praised because he's so accurate. No. You should just be the standard of what every kicker should be. Yeah. If you have one job, kicker,
You should be kicking.
So if everyone was like Tucker, it would be a completely different story?
No, I'd still find it rather odd. Right. Like, why do we have these kickers out there?
No,
but at least they would say, like, all right, at least I'm not, like, hanging my hat in shame because a kicker can't make it 30-yard field goal.
Well, speaking of shame, being a Niners fan this year.
Dude, I gave up, man.
I just got to say, I kind of want to take this moment to thank the San Francisco 49ers.
Jeez.
For giving me my Sundays back.
I would say, yeah.
I mean, it is not what
I thought there was going to be an 18-week at least investment this year.
Nope.
And now if I want to go golf on a Sunday, guess what? I can. I'll watch the game on my phone. I'll have it on in the background.
I'll check the score here.
But there's no need to cancel my weekend plans anymore.
Nope.
There's no need to, if I want to go on a trip, there's no need to rush and get back for the Niners game. So thank you, Kyle Shanahan, and that defense, which gave up 31 points to Colt McCoy, who I didn't even know was in the league.
He's been a traveling backup.
That has got to be one of the biggest come-ups of the year for me. I didn't realize Colt McCoy was on an NFL roster either.
22
so.
For 26, bro.
And the dude,
249.
I think that football is better with Colt McCoy in it because that name needs to be spread throughout the nether regions because it's such a great name for football.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy. Come on, it's perfect.
That is a QB name right there.
I mean, I knew he wasn't on the Niners, but if you said, hey, I will give you $1 million right now, tell me what team Colt McCoy plays for.
I would have said the Alouettes, the Toronto Alouettes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not looking good for the Niners.
I do have to give a quick shout-out to the one long snapper that does matter, our boy John Lucan. You do matter. You're the one long snapper that does matter, okay?
Was he a long snapper?
He was
long snapper Lucan.
Yeah, the long snapper.
But why
are we wasting a roster spot on
that? Yeah, we really don't need it.
So real quick, Colt McCoy has only played 27 games since 2012 in the NFL. That is right, 27 games. No, he got drafted in 2010.
Okay.
But he had 8 games and then 13 games with Cleveland. But since 2012, he's only played 27 games.
So in almost 10 years, he's played almost 2 seasons.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's who beat the Niners. that is who beat the Niners.
It's just your team beat yourself right now. The Niners are just.
We have no leadership. No one's stepping up.
Terrible timing on the turnovers.
Sucks. Jimmy G is getting all these stats because he's throwing it 5 yards, and Debo and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle are running for 40 yards.
Yep.
So those stats are BS. Like,
it's so tough. Yeah, let's talk about fun things.
I'm done.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful that I have my Sunday's back. That's all I'm saying. I haven't played much golf recently, and it's like, okay, Sundays are going to be a good day to go golfing again.
Well, it's going to have to do it early now because of the daylight savings.
I did want to mention Lamar Jackson and the Ravens come back from a double-digit deficit again this year. That makes it, for those of you keeping track, 3 times this year that Lamar Jackson has come back from a double-digit deficit, where he has not done that previously, 0-6 in those moments going into this year. So the Ravens and Lamar Jackson throwing to the likes of Hollywood Brown. Now, Mark Andrews is a stud, but other than that,
it's the Jackson show. He's doing everything.
Yeah.
And he's going to win MVP if he keeps on doing the way that he's doing.
I keep forgetting Devontae Freeman's there.
Yeah, it's Freeman and what's the other running back?
Exactly my point. Exactly. Lamar Jackson is...
It's not Mark Ingram anymore?
No.
No.
They got shipped him out of there.
He's on the... He's back on the Saints, I believe.
He's on the Saints, okay.
Yeah, he went to the Texans and the Saints.
That's right. But Lamar Jackson just absolutely killing it. Him and Kyler, and I even got to say Tom Brady, probably your
top three
in the MVP running.
Aaron Rodgers there, minus
He's not coming back in the league, man. He is done, all right?
What's up with Jordan Love? Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Oh, man. Can we talk about what the Chiefs did to Jordan Love's mom and girlfriend? Oh, yeah.
That was just disrespect.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, they stuck Jordan Love's mom and girlfriend at literally the top of the stadium. There were no seats behind them.
Nope, it was a wall.
Yeah.
And then air. And then space. I'm sorry. It was space behind them. Yes. They legit were so high up in there, they needed oxygen tanks, okay? It really was. That's the best you can do, Kansas City, for a mother seeing their kid playing for the first time in the NFL.
And it's a first-round draft pick that you're putting up there. Like
That's not like some lineman mom that's coming in there. No,
A long snapper.
You know? Or a long snapper, yes.
Oh, man. But at the same time, they should have just bought closer tickets. Some money, man. I mean, he's a first-round draft pick.
You just imagine that the team's going to take better care of you than that.
The Chiefs should have done a better job.
Tell me there's not some box they can put him in, you know? Yeah, like some team box or something that's...
You know the one that Aaron's fan base was going to be in? That
Aaron's family's in probably every single game this season?
Well, they're not in there.
Not the family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be his family. His family's not there. Come on.
They're here with us right now in Chico, okay? They're listening to the show.
That is my bad.
Yeah. And they do not like me, I bet.
They don't like any of us.
No.
Well, I missed last week. What did y'all cover about that?
No, nothing.
Nothing. I'm just saying I love Aaron Rodgers. Well, not anymore.
We've never been that kindly to the guy on our show. I'm just saying in general.
I mean, we've given him credit when he was hooking up small businesses here in Chico.
Okay, touche. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And going hard for Riley's to win thus far.
All right, he's done some nice things for us, I guess.
So we gave him credit for that.
We gave him some credit, but we do like to throw our shade as well.
We really do.
We do like to throw shade at we just throw shade at everybody.
We're equal opportunity shade throwers.
A certain
je ne sais quoi
about him where it's like, I'm the smartest in the room. And that's just annoying.
It's a douchey thing to do.
Yeah, well, that's why he's good on, Jeopardy. He's really good on Jeopardy because he has that vibe about him.
Just a condescending vibe.
It's unfortunate because Alex Trebek, RIP, the best at it, you know?
Yeah.
He was the smartest guy in the room, but he never let you know who he was.
But you didn't even need to know that because, you just felt his presence there.
But he will never...
respected it.
But... this is an Aaron Rodgers that is not vaccinated. I wonder if they're going to force him now. Like, they're going to tie him down and, we're sticking you now, Rodgers, all right? We're getting you. We need you after this.
I don't even think him not being vaccinated is a
huge deal. Needs to get tested every week.
I just thought the way he went about it, when he wasn't up front when asked about it, he said, yeah, I'm immunized. So when asked if you're vaccinated, he said, yeah, was the first words out of his mouth. Yeah, I'm immunized. So he's purposely trying to deceive people.
Yeah, because he knows if he's saying he's not vaccinated, that's cause a health.
Well, but he also didn't say that he's vaccinated. He said immunized, and he's trying to think that, that's going to be my...
Are we saying that right? I feel like we're not saying that right. No. Immunized?
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't, but it's funny to think, because in my head, I'm...
You know what? I'm going to call it immunized and call it good.
Immunized? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. But he also then went on to talk about how he doesn't judge players if they're not... and saying it's a personal choice, and some players are, some players aren't. I'm not in the business of judging them because you are one of them. I just don't understand. He could have been real.
Just be honest.
He's the old school guy. He judges people on their skin color. Okay,
I do appreciate him doubling down on Pat McAfee's show on everything and just saying some pretty ludicrous things. And that's, I think, where we get annoyed with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know more than the scientists.
Well, apparently, all accounts, this offseason, he had himself a nice little trip in the drug region, you know? So,
he had to have.
And he said he's out viewing the world in different ways right now. So he's, he's even smarter than before.
Yeah,
he
smoked some peyote, or what do we say?
I don't know. Peyote, allegedly, maybe some acid.
Allegedly smoked peyote, yeah.
He's been hanging out with Joe Rogan a lot.
And I'm pretty sure he does a lot of illicit things.
Okay, I am no doctor, right?
Really?
I think that goes without saying. But I just don't think maybe taking health advice from a comedian is probably where you want to start.
No. He's also a TV host.
And he's more than a comedian. He is a...
Black boot jiu-jitsu. And...
Dude, he is everything, okay? He's Joe Rogan, okay?
He is probably one of
the... It's not a doctor,
It's the experience, though.
Yeah.
It's
it's everything.
I'm just saying, maybe maybe go elsewhere for your.
Well, people like to go to Joe because it means they don't have to go to anything else because they think Joe's gone to all the people that they're.
Okay, yeah, that is true. He's like the aggregator of information.
He's the one that collects all the information to give it to you and regurgitate what you need to hear.
So we just trust Joe to be.
He's had everyone on the show.
Yeah, exactly. He just.
That's fair.
So maybe Joe is the one guy to trust. Yeah. And Joe we trust.
And Joe we do trust.
And Joe we trust.
All right. All right.
We're going to change all our money to that now, okay? That's what it is.
I hope you guys...
Who needs God when we have Joe?
I think we know what the name of this episode is going to be on the podcast description.
Let's go, Joe.
Yeah. Man, I don't know what happened in that Titans Rams game. I just looked up, and every time I...
Sixes, bro. That's what happened. Back
I will say... Good, smart money, I think, would put in the Tennessee Titans into the Super Bowl. Hmm. That's probably about, I think last time I saw it was around, they're plus 1,400.
Wow, and, that's great value.
That's some great value. It's probably not that right now, but...
I'd say it's probably higher since Derrick Henry's out there. I'm checking
out. Yeah, I would just say, that team, even without Derrick Henry, they have a nasty defense.
They look good, man.
And they have some pretty talented receivers.
Yeah.
But they do have Tannehill.
Yeah, okay, and I wanted to talk about that. So Tannehill last year was pretty good. 33-7 touchdown interception rate. This year he's 11-8 touchdown interception rate.
Damn.
So definitely not the same player he was, and yet and still they're 7-2 and leading the division. Yes, sir.
So off DraftKings, week one, Tennessee Titans were plus 3,000. After week nine, or before week nine, plus 1,600, and going into week 10, plus 1,000.
Oh, to win the Super Bowl?
To win the Super Bowl, okay. Yes.
What about to make this? Well,
to make, I don't know. I'll check that one out.
Either way. Especially with just the teams out there, it's a cluster out there. There's you don't know.
Anyone
can make it at this point. Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
God, Al Pacino will forever live here.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I did want to touch on the Henry Ruggs tragedy. Again, if you didn't hear the news by now, Henry Ruggs was involved in... a DUI car accident that claimed the life of a 23-year-old woman. I think killed the dog, too, which obviously horrible.
Yeah, I think it burned in the car.
Yeah. And going 156 miles per hour, which, again, my only point is I think we're all quick to crucify him and be like, what an idiot. You have this much money and you just threw your whole life away, which... obviously, poor decisions were made that night, ended up blowing twice the legal limit in the state of Nevada. But I would want to extend him some empathy. Obviously, killing someone is tragic and all that. But I would be a hypocrite to just sit here and be like, well, you know, you're just a moron. You threw your life away. When I was 23, I did a lot of dumb stuff behind the wheel, too. I don't ever remember going 156 miles per hour in my car, and that's because my car couldn't go that fast. But if it could, I probably would have done that because I was an idiot at 23, and we do dumb stuff, and unfortunately, this dumb action cost someone their life and his livelihood. So I just wanted to touch on it. There's not anything real interesting, I think, beyond that to talk about.
I mean, it's tough because we want to say hopefully we'll learn from these lessons, but unfortunately for most of us, we would never learn lessons until we actually commit them ourselves.
Yeah.
And this is something that we will try to say and always say, get an Uber, y'all. Lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Cheaper no matter what. That $50 Uber that takes you 10 miles, still cheaper than that $10,000 plus tickets, fines, and the possibility, the high possibility of taking a life as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yours or someone else's.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, and he's got to live with that for the rest of his life. I just think far too often we, as a society, something like this happens, and to someone who is, you know, super talented and has this opportunity that none of us have, right? And we're like, how could you blow that opportunity? Well, in the moment, people make dumb decisions, and it's always easy to say, how could you throw your life away? And he wasn't thinking, clearly, right? So, it's obviously terrible, and I echo what Derek says. We always want to say, you know, we hope we learn from this, but we don't.
Yeah,
not only if you're big time than anyone, dude.
Yeah, happens a lot. All right, let's switch up because that's a little sad. I did want to talk about them Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys, boy?
I'm sorry to my aunt.
Yeah, I was like, we love her.
Sorry.
I'm yelling at Adam right now. Congrats. I know, congrats. Adam had a beautiful wedding this weekend, which I was grateful to be part of. But it don't matter now because the Cowboys, what happened, dude? They got scraped. Tell me by who? By who, Derek?
Who did they?
The Broncos.
The Broncos.
Okay.
Sorry. I was waiting for the two.
Oh, Teddy's two gloves.
Teddy's two gloves. Yeah.
Sorry. I was not paying attention to football at all this weekend. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad we spent a half hour talking about it.
What can I say, man? I'm really good at faking it, okay? Ooh.
I feel sorry for the girls in your life.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about right now. I have no idea. There was no innuendo in that one whatsoever.
At home by the Broncos, dude. What's his face? Williams rushed for 140 yards, a rookie on the best run defense in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did happen to the Cowboys?
No one showed up, and they had Dak back too, right?
Yeah.
After missing one game.
Every time it seemed like I was watching Red Zone kind of in the background yesterday. And every time that game came on, it seemed like the Broncos had the ball and were kicking a field goal again. What's happening? Have the Cowboys touched the ball at all this game?
Bring back Cooper Rush, man. Come on. You know? Let's do it.
I just wanted to say real quick that OBJ got waived by the Browns. He can now is eligible to get picked up off waivers. I'm curious if anyone there's somewhere you would like to see OBJ play.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, oh, God. Let's not do that.
Green Bay. Okay. I would love to see him in Green Bay.
He's not going to Green Bay.
I know he's not going to, but you asked where we would like to see him play.
I'd like to see him on the Patriots soon. I think Mac Jones needs a true number one receiver on that team.
The Toronto Alouettes.
I would love to see him go to the Ravens. I would love to see...
They need a receiver.
I would love to see Lamar Jackson with some top-tier talent at the wide receiving position. Can I get a quick player haters ball? I'll keep it real brief because I know we still have Rudy's picks and we have the news coming up.
I'm pretty sure we can get you a player haters ball in there.
I just wanted to touch on it because I think this is something many of us could relate to. So
ready?
The player haters ball.
Oh man! Hey!
Why you wanna play hate on me?
For those of you wondering the cause of your early onset seasonal depression, look no further to our neighbors up north. Yes, that's right, the Canadians. Why? Because they were the first to institute daylight saving time.
Oh.
1908, they began daylight saving time. Germany is the country that really popularized it. And then America soon thereafter followed suit. Now, in California, in 2016, I want to say it was. I apologize. 2018, we as Californians with the 60% vote decided, let's stop changing the clocks. It's confusing. It leads to seasonal depression. No one likes getting off work at 5 p.m. and it's dark out already. It's a bummer for everyone. And so as Californians, we decided, hey, you know what? We don't want this anymore. So we sent it to the state legislature that needed a 2/3 vote to pass it to get rid of it. And what did our state legislature do? They said, hey, we hear you, our citizens. We don't care. So we still have daylight saving time. And it sucks. And it's also, Derek, what's it called?
Daylight saving time.
Not savings. You are not savings time. You are saving time.
Facts, yeah.
Which it...
Well, technically speaking right now, we're actually back on standard time right now.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
So yeah, we've actually... When we say the fact that we don't like it being dark at 5 o'clock... This is standard time right now, guys.
Well, let's go to daylight saving time. Then.
Keep it daylight saving time
just
all
give
the time, then.
More light in the night. That's all I want.
Yeah.
You realize... get off work and it's still a little bit sunny.
So daylight saving time has ended, guys.
Yes, that's correct.
That's what has happened right now. We are no longer in daylight saving time.
Well, we wouldn't have to do any of this if we just didn't change the clocks. Let's just stop changing the clocks.
Pick one time and call it.
Let's just roll with it. Yeah. We'll all adjust.
Because time is made up.
Yes.
And everything doesn't. Nothing matters.
Yeah. You know what? From now on, I start work at 9 because to me, that's 8 a.m. How about that? I don't think that's going to go very well.
I mean, that's a 9 to 5. Not too bad.
Good point. All right, let's get to Rudy's picks and then we'll do the news.
Rudy.
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 It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
Well, last week was a weekend of the underdogs. Your boy chased and chased even more. So, yeah, last weekend was ugly and ugly. But that was yesterday's news. This is a new week, guys. So I'm going to roll with the Chargers at home against the Vikings at -2.5. Get it early. Get it in now because that number will go up to, I say, about -4. And then I got the Rams against, yes, the San Francisco 49ers on the road at -4 as well. I think they're going to destroy the Niners in Santa Clara Monday Night Football. So let's go. Let's go get that money, boys.
Wow. You just doubled down on it now. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Damn them to hell.
Might as well make money off
of them. Make money on your pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Turn those tears, into beers. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah.
So our man, Adam the Beer, is joining us on Instagram Live right now, and he said OBJ never has been, never will be one of the top wide receivers in our league.
That is a bold statement from the Beer.
And
wow.
I would just say five of his eight seasons, he's gone for more than 1,000 yards receiving, 1,300 in his first year, 1,450, 1,367. 1052 and 1035.
His catch alone, that one catch, we all know it, puts him in that category.
Yeah.
Agreed.
100%. I'm sorry. That's all. You need that one catch. You see that? You're like, all right, you're good.
Yeah.
You're
done. Plus, I mean, look at all the rest of the teams that are out there that have their number one wide receiver. I don't think many top OBJ. Very few. Very few.
Eli was his primary guy.
And right? He made him look good.
Well, granted, Eli was a decent quarterback.
It is hard to explain away why the Browns consistently have looked better without him in the lineup, though. That is strange. That is very strange.
But sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Bad chemistry.
This is a case of the glove not fitting. You know? The little O.J. Simpson reference.
Yes, I got that.
I don't know why I needed to make it that
way. This would be a perfect time to remind you guys. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And you're listening to this ridiculous sports show, talking about practice. Jarrell, Derek, Rudy, Brad in the building. I want to thank one of our underwriters real quick. Our friends over at Duffy's Tavern, located on the corner of 4th and Main in downtown Chico for over 30 years. Duffy's has reopened with both outdoor and indoor seating. New hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's Duffy's Tavern. Here's to another 30 years.
I do have to say, I think they're actually open on Tuesdays right now because I'm pretty sure I saw on their Instagram that they're doing trivia night tomorrow. And tomorrow is Tuesday, and Tuesday doesn't fall underneath those hours we just said.
Okay.
Because last time I checked, Wednesday to Sunday does not include Tuesday.
Well, friends.
But Tuesday, well, I think it's still there. So you might be able to go there Tuesday and get some trivia on if you're a trivia fiend like I am.
Well, feel free to stop by if you would like Duffy's on Tuesday and maybe play some trivia. We're not exactly sure. We need to update.
I would say maybe
check their socials. So
check their socials. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That will help out a lot.
Let's do the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Was I right?
Yeah.
I was right about that, yeah. Right.
Duffy's is, in fact, open for trivia tomorrow evening.
Woo! That's news, guys. That's the news.
All right. Let's go.
Starts at 8 p.m.
So we go to our neighbors in the south, and not Mexico, a little bit further south.
South.
We're going to Brazil. where this is like the worst story I think I could ever counter.
Oh, right.
This is, I mean, this it's just not bad in that way. It's just like, this is like a lot of fears I'm getting faced with right now, me personally. So a guy and his buddy are fishing. They're in the good old Amazon Delta region, which, enough said, I'm glad I don't live in that area. As someone who does appreciate my waters uninfested with anything that could kill me, eat me, bite me, sting me, oh, pleasantly surprised. Glad I don't live in anywhere, a place like Brazil. But this guy's fishing with his buddies. And what happens to them? They start getting chased by a swarm of bees. Now, that to me right there, that's like one of my biggest fears in life. As someone who's allergic to bees, that would be deadly to me.
Damn.
I mean, probably not. I'd probably die. If I get like at least 10 bees to sting me at once, I'm probably going to be having a bad time.
Goddamn.
But what do? To try to escape the bees? They jump into the river. Bad news bears. There's some things in that river that'll get you. AKA piranhas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. This guy, to escape bees that are chasing him, jumps into a river and unfortunately dies. From piranhas.
Damn.
Devouring his body.
Dude.
Rocking a hard place, am I right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, that is a no-win situation.
Wow.
Death from above or death from below,
yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I don't know which one I'd rather go with.
I don't know.
All right, real quick, everyone off the top of your head. Rudy, starting with you. If you had to be killed by any single one animal, what would it be?
Oh, easy, a shark. Great white shark.
A great white shark.
Yeah, just okay. A massive shark, just boom.
Okay.
You know, that'd be cool on video, and then be loud. This is how Rudy died.
That's a pretty, I would say, because you could be on those shark attack videos,
yeah, exactly.
Which I appreciate with the people, you know, I want to hear about the bad
I've
ones.
Always wanted to swim
you
with
could,
the sharks.
You could have been there. There you go. Yeah, your last dying wish.
Yes.
Yeah. Brad, what do you got?
So any animal? I'd go shark as well.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
All good right. Way to die.
Yeah.
There's really all right, no... So Brad doesn't know how to play
the
game.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you're...
that's all... Come up with something original.
I'm gonna go cheetah because it's speed attack. You know,
yeah.
Boom, right there. Boom.
Yeah, I'm going leopard. You know? It's gonna attack me in the back of the neck. One
boom.
Clamp. Bink.
Oh,
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll go elephant. Just because I could probably get tossed around with a trunk.
We probably just be stomped on.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say I'd
that'd
like,
be
get like thrown around
to death.
Yeah.
Smushed. I'd rather just take a quick bite to the neck. And,
yeah.
You know.
You're bleeding out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. If you get crunched, you're gone within a second, maybe less.
I do wonder, what is the pain threshold on that?
Yeah.
Like, do you...
Yeah.
I mean, you're dead, obviously, but, like... Just, yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. I don't know, because I've stubbed my toe, and it hurts a lot.
But I feel like it'd be a quicker, like, stub of the toe then,
I guess
if anything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, does it step on your head? Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, their freaking foot is about as big as your body, so it's going to step on you no matter
like
what.
It's going to knock you over and then just, like...
Yeah, it would suck if it crushed your leg, but if it's crushing your whole entire body, it's gonna like push all of your organs out. That's what I'm saying. Like all your organs are gonna like pop out of your head.
You have like smashed up legs.
Yeah,
and your whole body's like,
ow, ow, I want something that's quick.
But that's your legs. But if you're getting killed by it, it's like.
I'm saying don't go with the elephant because the potential of it not killing you swiftly is a lot higher than the people we just mentioned.
Lay there and die, and then other animals come in and feast off you.
Well, but I'm glad you did play the game well this time.
Yeah,
that
was better.
You gave us something to debate.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll just do what Rudy said.
Because that's what I was. You know what?
Either way, I don't want to be or piranhas. That's what
No. Eaten alive by those little things. I mean, they're just going to take little chunks out of you.
Yeah. Off the table.
No.
No need. All right, so we'll keep pushing on right now to a much, much lighter story right now where we're going to our friends over in Canada once again. We're really taking our jabs today. Now, apparently, there was a little incident on good old Ontario where the Ontario Provincial Police, also known as OPP,
yeah, you know me.
Let's go.
Are under the investigation of searching for a truck where roughly $90,000 worth of condoms and sexual paraphernalia were stolen.
Damn.
Now, these weren't just any regular condoms, guys.
Were they Moby Dick size?
No, not quite. No, these were skin condoms, which according to the New York Times is a specialized non-latex prophylactic. And they're much more expensive than regular condoms. So non-latex, that's the big thing right there.
Because,
you know.
People are allergic.
They are, yeah.
Innovating.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very innovating right now. And these are, again, like I said, more expensive than your regular condom. So the Ontario OPP, they are asking for you, the general public, to see if there's anyone out there with an exorbitant amount of skin condoms to be a little snitch.
Any leads out there?
Any leads. They're looking for it. They're desperate because, you know, the condom market is scarce, apparently.
How many boxes of condoms do you suppose that is? That's got to be a lot.
90,000? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a lot.
I mean, at Costco, they're about $10 a box. A box contains about 50.
Is it, he knows his numbers, okay? Yeah, he knows off the top of his head. Yeah, I'm on the reg, y'all. Every week.
I'm going to stop right there.
Me and my Walgreens lady, I'm like, yeah, it's that time, lady. Monsoon season. All the time.
So, just assuming eight per box, that's 11,000 boxes of condoms.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
It's a lot of sex. Man.
It's a lot of sex.
Yeah.
I mean, the boxes over at Costco are 40 per box.
Brad knows his numbers, all right? He goes to Costco.
I might have made a Costco run or two, but you know.
These skin-to-skin ones are incredibly expensive.
Yes, they are.
$279 for a box of them.
Oh, damn.
Wait, how many are in a box?
Looks like 10.
What?
Oh, that is an expensive night.
Does it come with the? Does it do it for you?
I mean, hey, girl.
I don't need the girl.
Sorry. That's for a 100-pack.
Okay.
I read it wrong.
Okay.
I misplaced the
zero. Either way,
that's
over $2 a condom.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a piece of plastic. Or was it rubber?
No, not rubber.
It's not latex.
I think it's lambskin.
Lambskin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lambskin.
Oh. Yep.
So people eat your lamb chops to help produce more condoms.
The people need them.
Dude, that's what I'm going to think every single time I eat lamb chops now.
Yeah, right.
I'm helping people out. You're helping prevent. Eat lamb to help prevent children.
From this meal right
now. That's doing a lot right now. Producing a lot. Actually, not producing.
Yeah, you're
producing.
It is.
To help not produce.
Yeah, producing not to produce.
Produce not produce. There we go. All right. I won't go into the last news story because I think we've got enough.
I think we've done this.
We've done enough. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
That's the news, y'all.
Yeah, I'm still.
That's important stuff right there, okay? Skin condoms. Apparently, they're supposed to be really good as well. So, you know, if you're really looking for a new experience. So
I need my fiancé to never look at my Google search history.
I mean, mine's not that much
better. Why are you looking at skin condoms, Jero?
All right, let's keep it moving, huh? So John is not joining us?
He's not answering the phone, so I can't really talk to him.
He texted me, though. He texted me during the show about when I was talking long snappers.
Yeah.
Start talking crap about long snappers.
You know, yeah, maybe he'll jump back on.
Oh, so lame we'll right see. Now. All he do is bend over all the time, you know.
If he, you know, texts me back, I will call him back. So, you know.
You're good at throwing
it's
balls
all good.
Between their legs,
it's
you know?
Fine. It's fine because I do want to. We could go F1. We could talk hoops. We could talk foot and mouth. You know what? Dealer's choice, Derek. You just had to do the news. Do you want to?
Dude, Formula One, because that's what I actually was watching.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's like, I was.
It
was
La Raza, dude.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
The Mexican Grand Prix is actually like one
probably
of the dopest tracks
ones,
out there.
Yeah.
It's such a cool track. And what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Gary Kusumaki.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Did we have ourselves a race? The Mexican Grand Prix. In Mexico City.
In the heart of Mexico.
It's one of the coolest races out there. They put on a show over in Mexico. They truly do.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They like
to. They love to party and they love their racing. Why? Well, they always love it. But they especially love it now because they got their man, Checo Perez.
Checo.
He is a top driver in the world. And he is of Mexican origin.
Vámonos.
And boy, do they love him down there. They truly do. There is a great story of a man who built the piñata of an exact replica of Sergio's car. Took him 3 months to make.
Really? I didn't
see
that.
3 months. Yeah.
That's
you could actually get inside it.
Wow.
Yourself. Yeah. I mean, I you know, probably a Mexican-sized person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like myself.
Like exactly. Yeah. Rudy-sized. Yeah. Yes. But it wasn't like huge. It was still a piñata, you know. And granted, most F1 drivers are usually pretty small too, because you know you got to keep the weight down. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Those guys are actually like fine-tuned machines.
Exactly.
That's actually tough
There's
to be a race car
no
driver.
No body fat on those
None.
Guys. whatsoever.
They are regimented. What they eat, what they sleep, how much they poop, how much they pee, everything.
Everything's logged and tracked.
It seriously is.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a tough, hard knock life if you want to be behind a wheel. But they put it on a show for us.
Yep.
And we had a front row lockout from Mercedes. Bottas taking pole, Hamilton taking second place. Behind him, we had Verstappen and we had Checo. And that was actually rather advantageous for Red Bull because that start was everything.
Everything.
That start was amazing.
Great start for Daniel, dude.
Amazing start from what could have been a very disastrous situation with a lockout for Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
But what does happen? Not proper blocking by Bottas as they go down. And they're getting three wide coming into the first turn. And Max Verstappen has the best line. And he's able to take the lead on that first turn.
Yep.
And never gives it up afterwards. Holds it on for the rest of the race. Hamilton tries his best. I will say there's some action going on to that first corner as well. As Bottas gives up that lead. Gets taken out as well. Who is Daniel Ricciardo took him out?
By your boy.
Danny Rick. Gotta love Danny Rick, man. Takes out. It was a racing incident. They called it. No penalty was given.
He skinned wing through the back end.
It was a tough place. What Bottas did some questionable braking on that turn.
Yeah.
That gave Verstappen that lead and caused that pileup to happen as well. So I do have a little suspected look at Bottas and the way he handled that turn. He really broke way too early, gave that away.
Even his teammate Hamilton came out.
Hamilton was not happy about him at all.
He's pissed, which I would be too.
He is in his fight for his life right now to win this world championship, and every point matters right now. And giving Verstappen that 5-point boost.
How many points back is he right now? 16 or something like that? It was like 16 or 19 points, right?
I want to say is it 17?
And Hamilton's never won a world title.
19 points.
19 points right now.
So he's never won a world title when he isn't leading the championship with less than six races to go.
Damn.
And we have got four races left. Yeah. Brazil, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arabs Grand Prix.
That Red Bull car's just faster, right?
This season it has been
It's been pacing better, right?
Yeah, it has been.
It's been faster.
Yeah. Mercedes has obviously been dominating, but...
And it is nice to see this has been a great battle. I mean, we haven't had a battle quite like this. It's still going on. Yeah. It still hasn't been decided. Like I said, there's still four races left, and there's still plenty of ways for this thing to go. It is difficult to complete a race out there. Every single time that your team goes out there and completes all the laps necessary, that's a win.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, we are in for a great show.
Oh, yeah.
The way it's going to come down. And we got to give a shout-out to Checo Perez, who was able to hold on to that third spot.
Hey. Woo!
And gave himself the first time a Mexican was on the podium in the Mexican Grand Prix.
Dope.
Gotta love it. Woo! In his home, in the home state. That was awesome. They loved it. The crowd was going nuts for him. They really do love their racing down there. It is kind of crazy how much this sport has been growing. It has been one of the biggest sports throughout the world for years. But finally, the States has truly embraced it and come over all over across it. The
Netflix show did wonders.
100%
for
wonders.
It's insane.
It blew that sport up. I mean,
everything used to be so conservative, so like concealed, because no one wants anyone getting any edge on their team. Keeping their secrets.
It was also a very kind of high-end, upper echelon, kind of snotty type sport back in the day.
If you're a billionaire, you want a team.
You
know, every billionaire wants to get an F1. Why? Because they love to show off their money.
Just to show you right now, they announced they're going to be doing a Miami Grand Prix starting next year. And that one sold at a record 270,000 pre-sale interest in that.
Damn.
They're only trying to give up about 80,000 tickets. But they had 275, a quarter million people interested in going to that event right there.
Wow.
So it is huge. I mean, just saw what happened in Austin, the last race they had. So Formula One is definitely making a huge push into the States. And it's nice to see us embracing it because I have been a fan of it for quite some time.
There should be more races here.
There should be.
You know, we
should get at least two.
We have all the resources.
A lot of them.
We have everything here. We don't need to make any big leaps to get a race here.
It's nice to see that this is expanding, so hopefully keep it at the Circuit of Americas and adding one in Miami as well.
Yeah, and we also have a bunch of street tracks within the Americas. I mean, you look at the Great American track up in Michigan as well, not only just Austin and Miami, but we have one up in Michigan and throughout the whole entire country. There's multiple tracks. I mean, look at Sonoma Raceway. I don't know if that's going to be big enough for what Formula One has, but I mean... it's even, all over.
Even Laguna Seca too.
Yep.
Might be smaller, but still.
I don't think that's could be Formula One. I don't think, I don't think it meets the length needed. There's there's definitely some things.
Small track.
Yeah, it is small. They can do it for a MotoGP.
Yeah,
they had to do it. They should bring it back.
They need to bring that.
They
back
should
as
bring
well.
That one back. Hopefully they do. But it has been a fantastic week for racing, and keep watching, y'all. Like I said, we got four more races left. And it's coming down to the wire. Hamilton is still vying for that position. Verstappen looking to become, to take that crown away from him.
Yep.
And it should be a fun. We got the, like I said, the Brazil Grand Prix is going to be next Sunday, the 14th.
There you have it, people. We got a hell of a race. So make sure you tune in as this comes down to the wire here. Let's talk some hoops, shall we? Actually, we should probably do the whole Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the Hall of Fame.
All right, let's do Hall of Fame.
Sorry.
Here we go.
You're I'm a little good. Rusty. Took
it's
last
fine.
Week
it's
off,
fine.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for. But only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right. The illustrious TBP Hall of Fame. Only the best of the best get in, except the greatest show or the greatest whatever
the
you
greatest
pick.
Showman.
The greatest showman.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah,
other than that, it's an illustrious list of things.
The stain on society right there.
Who won last time? I was good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't done a show.
Okay, well.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't done a show.
I'll volunteer as tribute then. This is something I think we can all appreciate, and it's when someone, when you don't expect it, and someone picks up the tab.
It's always solid.
Yeah. I love going out and someone out of nowhere, someone's like, you know what, I got it, don't worry about it. It could be something small, it could be around, whatever. I always appreciate when someone picks up a tab.
So you like free food and drinks? Is what
who
saying.
Doesn't?
I was going to say, 100%.
Let's put it that way, free food and drinks. Yes. Free food and drinks.
All right, for me right now, we're in that time where it's getting cold, it's getting frosty out there, and there's nothing quite like sitting around a fire. You're cooking up some s'mores.
Ah, s'mores. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Firing s'mores action, I'm all for it.
All right. As a Michigan fan, I'm really rooting for this team this week. They have beaten two top four teams this year, a number two Iowa and a number three Michigan State. They're going to be facing off against a number six Iowa State.
Wait, they didn't beat Michigan State?
Yeah, they did last week. They beat them. They beat Michigan. No. This team, since I'm a Michigan fan, and this team's playing Ohio State, Purdue Boilermakers, let's go for the upset.
Okay, I was saying Michigan did not
As a Michigan
fan.
Shout
out to whoever came up with the name, the Spoilermakers.
That is a great name.
And also, there's no chance it's going to win, Brad. Know the audience better. Rudy, go ahead.
It's getting cold out there, guys. What's better than Mexican hot chocolate?
Ooh,
what's Mexican hot chocolate?
You know, the, like, abuelita.
Yeah.
Mexican,
yeah.
Big it's, old it's, piece of chocolate, get some hot water.
Melts into it, yeah.
No.
You ever had it before?
Never. No.
Oh, that is, yet, that's some good hot chocolate.
Wow.
You haven't lived, homie.
Yeah. Wow.
It's off there with Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Both of them.
Mexicans, we do it better.
Yeah.
Climbing fences, driving cars, you know, better.
Swimming.
What'd you just say?
Swimming as well? No? Okay. Well,
are you trying to say because they swim across the Rio Grande? Is that what it is?
That was kind of the more of the...
Yeah.
Oh, it was racist.
He said jumping over the fence.
By the Mexicans.
He's Mexican.
Oh, okay.
They could say they wade into the waters better, you know? You only swim across the Rio Grande. You wade your way across.
All right. I thought Brad was going to be the one who got us canceled, but
thanks,
make sure you send all your hate mail to Foss Sports on IG. What is it? FO Sport? What is your...
FO Sports 93, right?
FO Sports 93.
What does it stand for?
Feingold on Sports.
Oh.
I'm surprised.
Oh my God. Feingold on being canceled. Real quick. Man, I did want to do foot and mouth too. Well, let's just do hoops because we only have a couple minutes here.
Give your chance some time to shine. You know, like you're actually in a good place right now.
Yeah, the Warriors look great to start the season. 8-1 to start the season. League leading 8-1, looking great. The Heat are looking great as well. I want to say as far as the Warriors. It's been really, really fun watching this team. There's some young guys, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Jordan Poole, and Gary Payton II has been so much fun to watch, dunking on everyone, playing crazy D, and he was the last dude to make the roster. It was between him and Avery Bradley.
Oh, really?
And they ended up taking...
that's why Bradley got waived.
Yep, okay. Yep. So they ended up taking, obviously, GP2, and it's just cool to have to watch this team. So it's been a lot of fun to start the season. We have a long season ahead. I'm not going to get too giddy about your Lakers being...
Oh, we're trash, man.
Being poop.
We're old.
Yeah.
I mean, they should come with a warning. Like, they should all have the that beeper that you wear around them in case
the
you
life
fall.
Alert.
Yeah, life alert.
Yeah.
In case they fall over.
Yeah, that'd be...
You know, they should all wear one of those.
You guys do look old. You look slow. But LeBron's also missed a couple games here. But losing to OKC twice in a week... Just that's not right,
and especially when we had double digit leads as well
in both games. Yeah.
And it's it is a little disheartening. It's a little discouraging. Again, like you said, early in the season, but I will say, as a whole, the season is going to be a little bit better. I do like the fact these new rules they have an effect. They feel the game is moving a lot quicker these days, a little more fluid. You can actually see the appreciation of what makes basketball so enjoyable, as opposed to seeing guys just try to flounder and get a foul call and sit at a free throw line all the time.
So. Yeah, no, I totally agree. There's rumors that the Celtics are potentially talking with the Philadelphia 76ers to trade Jaylen Brown for Ben Simmons, so stay tuned there.
Stupid mistake.
I know. It seems interesting. I don't know why the Celtics would want to do that.
Celtics got
to
do something.
They do have
to
shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown just came out. Just but
if the Sixers, if you take that trade, if that's given to you, take that trade.
Right. 100%. Stop asking for more.
Yeah, Jaylen. Take him. Ben Simmons, his stock just keeps plummeting. So if you can get another star, then you got to do it.
And Jaylen Brown can be